1039 LI News Radio. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and listen live 24/7 at linewsradio.com.
And we're back. There's an outrage going on with two boys on the island trying to be part of the girls' gymnastics teams at their respective high schools. Plenty of pushback here. It's part of another spotlight. Liam Summers, sophomore of Connecticut, participated on the girls' team last year, told this year, well, you're too good to be on the team. That's outrageous. Here to talk about it is Liam's dad, Scott Summers, also a Christian Killer, and he's an attorney representing. And we welcome both to LI News Radio this morning and in the spotlight. Guys, how are you?
Good morning, Jay. How are you? Thanks so much for having us.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing, Scott? Pleasure to have both of you. Yeah. Christian, of course, if you know, remember the name Christian Killerant, that whole fiasco regarding son Aiden, which we'll get an update on at the end of conversation. So, Christian, in essence, hard to believe young Liam, who was told this year, you know what, you're too good to be on the team. Sorry. I mean, come on. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, Jay, it's funny. Section 11, which governs the competitive sports on Long Island, which is really a subsidiary of the New York State Athletic Association, they had a system which I suppose was fashioned in good intentions to incorporate kids, but it wasn't really thought through very well, because we have a system where Liam participated last year and kind of broke the ceiling in giving opportunities for male gymnasts where there was no venue, you know, no male team in the school to participate in the team format. And he was invited and he participated. But when it was discerned that he actually was a proficient and competent gymnast, this year they revoked his participation. So, you know, they kind of gave him his dream and then yanked it away. For no other reason than, you know, his proficiency, which is, you know, a sad state of affairs.
No question. Scott, Liam, was a sophomore. Who is a sophomore, right? Scott, he's a sophomore of a Connecticut. He participated on the team last year, the girls' team. And again, until this year, he's a bit too good to be on the team. Also, talking about another kid, Christian Burba, a sophomore over at Commack High School, told the same thing. What was your reaction initially? I tell you, I know what mine would have been.
Yeah, we kind of left it in the hands of the school. They had gotten him on the team the year before, and they went through the appeal process. And, I a little naive, was expecting that, you know, I was under the understanding that even if they weren't going to let him compete, that he was still going to be on the team, he still was going to be able to participate and go through all the motions and still be a member of the team, but obviously just not have the impact, on the school meets, and obviously not be able to get into their beloved tournaments. But when they told me he couldn't dress, he couldn't take a picture with the team, he still practices with the team. But on meet day, he can't put a foot on the mat. He's got to sit in the stands. He's been adamantly banished from any participation at meet day.
Isn't that so? It's so silly. I mean, it's ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, think about it, Christian. There's no high school on the island offering an old boys gymnastics program, I think. And that makes the boys eligible, it should, to participate on the girls' teams. I mean, you would think, right?
Well, Jay, the word silly that you used is a really appropriate word. Well, let's start with the analysis that Liam's predicament is no fault of his own.
Right.
I mean, it's a situation that he was born a male, and the school simply does not have a male team. But where it makes even no sense is that what the Summers are petitioning for, Jay, and this is really the key where I think it's indefensible from Section 11's standpoint, it's understandable that Liam's participation could, at least theoretically, and it's arguable, but at least theoretically could cause a female the opportunity to not be able to make the team. And I think that is an argument that could be made. But here's the key. What Scott is petitioning for is for Liam just to participate on an exhibition basis. In other words, he would perform his routine, the judges would score his routine, but it would not have a competitive impact to the overall team's performance competitively versus the other girls. So essentially, he'd be competing against himself. Now, why in the world can't Section 11 accommodate that? You know, Robert Zayas, who heads up the New York State Athletic Association, was quoted in an interview last night. I think that's CBS did. He said they have to ensure that the inclusion is done on a fair and equitable and safe basis.
Ridiculous.
Well, you tell me how Liam participating on an exhibition-only basis is not fair. First of all, it gives him the opportunity to compete. It's equitable because it's not negatively impacting the competitive balance of the meet. And it's safe because he would be part of the team and covered by the insurance policies. So all it takes is a little bit of creative thinking, a little proactiveness. But once again, you have this, you know, institutional laziness where, you know, these administrators are just relying on the status quo and are not being proactive about the situation.
It's ridiculous. Really, I heard what Tom Combs said with Section 11. Listen, they're either a squad member or they're not. Listen, I get it, but you know what? We're talking about exhibitionary purposes here. Let the kids participate. This is what they love to do. There are no teams of male gymnastics here on the island, and it's crazy. So, in essence, Christian, is it Section 11 or is it the state? I mean, what's the next move you think here?
Well, it's really both. You know, what we've done is we've reached out to both Robert Zayas and Tom Combs, and we've asked them to engage us in a dialogue about what we can do, put our heads together to make sure that Liam is, and other people like Liam, like Christian Berbert, like probably other kids that want to get involved, what can we do to make the sensible minor changes to the rule structure that these kids can participate? It's not rocket science. We all know that it can easily be done, but so far we haven't had any response whatsoever. Scott had a great point, you know, and Scott, I would want you to comment on this.
Well, I just want to add one thing, you know, and listen, I've had three kids through the system myself in all sports. You know, what about girls participating now on some of these boys' teams? I mean, you know, years ago it was reprehensible for anything of that nature to take place. And now it's a given. You know what? Let kids participate. That's the key. It's called participation. We're not going to the Olympics here.
Yeah, there's no question. And the difference.
Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Gymnastics in particular, in that it's a non-contact sport, you know, you're not getting into the safety issues where, as you know, Liam's involvement in the meet or in the the gymnastic forum is going to impact the safety issues of the girls. It has no relevance whatsoever. So all the historical justifications just don't fly in this particular case.
No, it doesn't. It really doesn't. We're talking with Scott Summers. He, the father of Liam Summers, a sophomore at Connecticut High School. Remember now, he participated on the girls' team last year, but told this year he was a bit too good to be on the team. And there's a lot of back and forth here. State, Section 11, they've denied all of the appeals of the boys. And now, Scott, I guess it's time to maybe take the appeals up through the state. That's probably the next move here.
Yeah, the season is dawning on us at this point. The way the format within the exhibition was that the home team actually sponsors the and pays for the exhibition of some of the girls that aren't starters. So it's a home meet. They're allowed two per the four events. They're allowed two exhibition. They pay the judges. The home team does. So that some of the girls that aren't starters, and there's a lot on his team. I think it's 20 plus kids. So a lot of them are developing. They're not, maybe five or eight are getting the lion's share of the competition due to their skill level. But the school pays for the exhibition so that eight of the other athletes can get run out there and get a chance after spending hundreds and hundreds of hours building their craft in the gym, practicing. At least they get a chance to take a run down the track and show what they've worked hard at doing. And so this program is already built in for the girls. And what we ask is that, listen, don't let him come out at his home meets and spend a minute six doing his floor routine or a hot 5 seconds running down the track to do a vault, throw up a judge and be done. At least he was able to exhibition in front of his family, his student body, his friends. So, you know, and actually, you know, test what he's been training for and it having no impact on the actual event itself. It seems like a no-brainer, but their position is if he's not on the squad, he's not, you know, either you're on or you're off. There is no in-between for him, and which is just, again, befuddling. If they actually are there to support and do the right thing for the kids in the athletic program, I, to be honest with you, I think it's about their tournaments, and they just don't want to see boys run out there at the counties in the states. And I don't know if this is a measure to quell this upstart. Last year it was just Liam. This year it was four kids. You know, next year is it going to be eight? I don't think anybody wants to see an all-boys, girls gymnastic team, including myself, but at some point they can hybrid this in to give these kids a place to work out and to showcase. And maybe they develop a program in a few years if there's enough interest.
Yeah, it seems so ridiculous. In fact, two different kids on the island are allowed to be part of the girls' high school gymnastics teams this year as their respective schools. Why? Because they don't have a competitive edge, according to Section 11. Just absolute stupidity. And, you know, Chris, you brought up a good point in the beginning in the fact that, you know, I can understand myself of a spot being taken and whatnot. You know, years ago, one of my kids excelled in football, brought up as a freshman in the varsity squad. A lot of people were up in arms about taking away spots. The kid will have plenty of time to reach, you know, different at the level, have a couple of more years. Why should another kid, you know, kind of feel that he won't be able to participate? In that regard, I could sense something. In this, absolutely not. I mean, and in football, we're talking about 22 guys on the field. In gymnastics, we're talking about kind of solo situations. All they're asking to do is to allow these kids, for their love of the sport, to participate. It promotes everything, self-esteem, confidence, and everything else with a kid. And to disallow him to not participating is just, it's egregiously wrong. It really is. Section 11 dropping the proverbial ball here in a big way.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's an injustice to the sport itself. I mean, if you're really interested in promoting the sport, wouldn't you want to cast as wide a net as possible for involvement?
And
that's the sad part.
And the thing is, there's no other male gymnastic teams here. They have to put that into the equation, and they're not even looking at it that way.
That's exactly right. They're trying to treat every circumstance the same.
Ridiculous.
And are just falling back on the same status quo argument. And like, Jay, we all know this is a very solvable situation.
Yeah.
With very, very minor administrative changes to the rule book that would allow Liam and others like him to participate. How they're not getting proactively involved in this is just, it's beyond me. I don't understand it.
Well, listen, write letters. Let's write letters to Section 11 and the state and everything else. Just a terrible display of leadership. And, you know, the thing is, they're just afraid of the pushback. They're afraid of the reverberation of what's going to be said and really not taking into account two kids for the love of the sport. All they want to do is participate in an exhibition. I mean, this is the craziest thing. Guys, we're going to follow this. Christian, quick update on Aiden. What's happening? Remember the folks, the Remsenburg-Spionk district, trying to get into the West Hampton Beach school areas, the high school and whatnot. Can you give us an update, my friend?
Sure, Jay. Thanks for bringing Aiden's case up. Well, we're just waiting. Hopefully I'll have some news to report to you soon enough. We're waiting on an administrative decision. We're awaiting a hopeful conference with Judge Spat in federal court. And we just recently got notice of a preliminary conference in state Supreme Court. So, as you know, it's We have various litigations and various forums that are ongoing. The wheels of justice, unfortunately, move slowly.
Yep.
So right now we're just waiting on, it's kind of the courts, it's in the court's hands at this point to see where we go next. So I'll be certain to let you know as soon as we hear something substantive.
Excellent.
Thanks so much again.
Keep me in the loop, Christian. Great having you. And Scott, good luck with everything. Keep me posted, all right?
Great. Thank you, Jay.
Appreciate a few minutes, guys.
Thanks, Jay.
No problem.
Thanks,
Thank you.
You got it.